Good morning, Audio Boo. Today is February the 6th. It is the 6th day of February, but I am already falling behind. I did a recording yesterday for day 5, but I wasn't really happy with it, and I ended up breaking it in the middle anyway, and I thought I would have another crack at doing it. Please excuse me if I do things like feeding the dog whilst I'm recording this message, but I need to get on, I need to crack on and do things, like going to work. Seemed like a good idea, wouldn't it? I can't find my other slipper. Where's my other slipper gone? You've hidden it, haven't you, Audio Boo? I don't know. You invite Audio Boo people into your home, and how do they repay you? They eat your slippers. This is the dog. Oh, there's the slipper. Right, okay. After kneeling on the floor and feeling around. Houndy, hello. Would you like some breakfast, Houndy? Yes? Come on then, let's go and get some breakfast then. Okay, so yesterday's topic, February, day 5. And by the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about here, listen to my first February Boo hashtag. F-E-B-O-O-R, hang on, no, F-E-B-O-O-A-R-Y, it'll tell you what is going on here. But yesterday's topic was the exciting topic of if you, hello Vance, how are you? Good boy, yeah? You're a good boy, you're looking very keen for your breakfast, aren't you? Hungry boy. A hungry hound. Okay. If you suddenly came across a new country that wasn't a country, and you were setting it up from scratch, or perhaps it was an existing country that needed to be given a little bit of structure, what laws would you pass? Now, I started thinking about this. The wrong way round, I think, to begin with. I started thinking, what would a perfect country look like? And I started thinking, well, it would have a monarch, of course. It would need to be a constitutional democracy. We would have parliament. We'd, have two houses. Naturally, we would have a judiciary. Thinking, hang on a moment, this sounds remarkably like another country I know. My own. Thinking, well, actually, I think that I need to step back from this a little bit and think about it in terms of a blank sheet of paper, or perhaps an electronic, a blank web page. Bear with me. I know this is a strange analogy. Off you go, Vance. It's a strange analogy, but go with me. So first of all, my web page needs to have a code that it uses. It needs to either be written in old HTML or HTML5 or maybe Flash or something. And so when thinking about countries, that means it needs to have some form of constitution. Now, of course, the UK doesn't have a written constitution, really. But thinking about this, I thought, well, actually, I think some rules, or rather some underlying structure that underpins how the country works, is actually quite important for a fledgling state. So it would have a constitution, and some of the things that would be in it would be a fairly short one. It would have in it, it would lay down in it, what actions in the country would come down to statute law, so effectively what laws can be written about, and those things which would come down to an interpretation of the constitution, and effectively building up common law. It would also put in place the high-level governance, and I would come on to that in just a moment. I will come on to that in just a moment. And it will also put in place an understanding, let's say. And foremost amongst that is that everybody, every human, regardless of background, race, religion, disability, sexuality, race, have I said that already? Nationality is equal. Now, that would need to be defined in some way as to what equality actually means, because equality doesn't mean necessarily that the state has to ensure that everybody's outcome is the same, for instance. But I think it does need to ensure that people's access or the availability of services, of products, of life chances are available to all of those people. So that would be a fundamental building block. Now I'm just going to pause this so that I can eat a couple of yogurt, because I don't think you want to hear me chomping on them. So I will be back in just a jiffy. Right, two excellent fig yogurts later, and I'm off again. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was governance and representation, I suppose. I think, clearly having a head of state is a pretty important thing. Now, I'm in two minds here. I don't like the idea of a short-term elected head of state, because I think, actually, in my model, it would be a misinterpretation of what I think the head of state's role is. I think in my country, the head of state's role would be largely a representational one. It would be as a figurehead for the country in maintaining good relationships with other countries, for setting a moral compass, dare I say, within the country. So, I like the idea of a monarchy. I will nail my colours to the mast there. And I think my main preference would be that if in this blank country there happens to be a family who have been there a very long time, have already forged very strong relationships, and within and outside the country, that would form the basis of a royal family of some kind. The alternative, I suppose, or an alternative, would be that actually we would join the Commonwealth, and we would adopt the British royal family and have the Queen as our head of state. In fact, actually thinking about it as I talk, I'm changing my mind, and I think that would probably be my preferred option rather than just picking somebody at random, which could be a little bit odd. Right. I need to gather together some food to take to work, but I will continue chattering on to you. So that's the head of state. Now we come on to government and parliament of some description. I should say at this point, because I don't tend to talk politics on Audioboo, what I say here is my view of what might happen in a totally fictional situation. It is no comment whatsoever on the situation in this country or in any other country for that matter. I think that if setting up totally from scratch, that a system which relies upon or strongly condones party politics is probably not going to be is not going to lend itself well to producing effective results for the country. And I think a policy and a issue based system is probably a better way. Now, you're never going to stop people banding together. It's just a sort of natural thing that humans do, I suppose. But I think placing the focus on activity rather than shared belief, I don't know, might produce more positive results. So we would, of course, have a fully independent civil service, which has a civil service code, much like the one in place in the UK. It'd be impartial and independent and would work for whoever was forming government. Ministers would be voted on directly by the population to cover policy areas on a rolling basis. So let's say there are 10, no, let's make it a more easier number, nine policy areas, which might cover things like health, transport, education, well-being and welfare, safety, security, international relations, and that sort of thing. And each year, on a three-year rolling basis, three ministers would be elected to cover those policy areas. Now, I'm not thinking of the... Of course, at present, the civil service and government is split up into departments. However, I want to sort of... to borrow again from my web page analogy. And I like the idea of tags more. So, officials and ministers would have certain policy tags, and an official might be responsible for several tags, reporting to different ministers, and a minister might have different tags, different policy interests within their overall policy remit. So it would encourage much stronger cross-subject working, the removal of siloization. Siloization, is that a word? Probably not, but I quite like it. It would also mean that government would more accurately represent the needs of the country at a given time. Now, I have to say, I'm evolving this view as I talk, and I've changed my mind on a three-year cycle, because I think one of the big risks of something like that is you get short-termism. So we'll have, instead of 3 years, it will be on a, let's go for a... an 18-year cycle, so every 2 years, one new minister is elected to a position, and it changes as you go through there. And they would not be allowed to stand for re-election, either to post as a minister or as a legislator. Now, the legislators provide a role which is probably more akin to the House of Lords today rather than the House of Commons, in that their role is to quality assure and to improve legislation coming from the ministers that we've previously talked about there, coming from government, and to ensure that it is workable and that it is consistent with the constitution that I previously mentioned. And but their role would not be to stop legislation unless it was either inconsistent with the constitution or with any linked constitutions, that, let's say, with rules on Commonwealth membership, or if we were, for instance, to, if this country was to form in Europe and became a member of the European Union. I think I'm going to leave the question of European Union membership aside for now, though, because that's getting a bit too complicated. sorry, this is turning into a rather long boo, but, you know, you did ask the question, so you've only got yourselves to blame. And you've got me going on a subject which, well, it's quite fun to dream about anyway. Okay, so the legislators would, again, like the butter gone. Dun, dun, dun. Who's going to add the butter? Oh, no, he hasn't had the butter. Wow, this is a rare thing. The butter left within reach of Vance and he hasn't eaten it. Okay, so legislators would be elected to cover certain subjects. So, and it would be done on a proportional representation system. So the idea, I haven't worked out the full details of it, but the idea would be that candidates would only be indicated, identified on the ballot paper according to, one, their primary and secondary policy interest, so fitting in with those policies that were previously mentioned and which provide the portfolios for the ministers, and secondly, a statement of belief on that subject. They would not be identified by name or by party. And I'm not sure quite how this is fitting in with I'm going to have to work this out, how it works with the proportional representation system, but the idea would be that a given number of people covering the breadth of policy interests, but with a variety of different viewpoints, hopefully representing the breadth of belief and viewpoint in the country, would be elected on a, again, on a rolling basis, probably thirds, probably every 2 years, maybe not in sync with the aforementioned ministerial elections. So that would be the basis of governance. Judiciary would be formed in a way that it was free from political influence, but had to follow or remain consistent with the Constitution, and there would be a checking mechanism for that. The Constitution, I should say, once set, would be unamendable. I think that's probably a good place to stop. There we go. Those are my thoughts for February, day 5, on if a country appeared or if I had to set the laws for a new country, what would that country look like? And just to reiterate once more, nothing I have said here should be taken as a political statement, as an indication of my personal political viewpoint, of how I think the current country, this country or any other country, should be run, should not be run. I think of it more as a piece of fiction. Thank you, and bye for now.